You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government is likely to implement phased rollout for mandatory joint audit of companies, starting with public interest entities and large listed companies soon. The proposal, aimed at tightening the audit framework and enhancing the credibility of audit reports, will be a part of the amendments to the Companies Act that are to be tabled in Parliament in the upcoming budget session. According to sources, the government will likely accept the key recommendations of the Company Law Committee regarding regulation of auditors. This is even as discussions are still taking place on the detailed guidelines for mandatory joint audit simultaneous audit of a firm by two or more auditors, as well as on the non-audit services, tax strategy, management consulting, valuation, market research, legal advisory, etc. Auditors can and cannot provide to the firms they audit, they added. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, the statutory body entrusted with development and regulation of profession of chartered accountancy, comes in to support the proposal of joint audit. Meanwhile, retail inflation measured by consumer price index fell to a one-year low of 5.72% in December, thanks to primarily a sharp deflation in vegetables and easing of price pressures in the broader food and beverages category, according to official data released on Thursday. The inflation stood at 5.88% in November 2022. With this, the headline inflation number remained below the upper limit of the Reserve Bank of India's medium-term target of 2-6% for the second straight month. It was previously above that range for 10 long months. Though the latest inflation print was significantly below analyst expectations, it is unlikely to prevent the RBI from going in for the sixth round of rate hike in February, which is widely expected to take the policy repo rate to 6.5% from 6.25% at present. On to some industry news. The government on Thursday said that 18,600 toys have been seized in the last 1 month from outlets of major retail stores like Hamleys and Archie's, among others, at airports and malls across the country for not meeting quality standards and using fake license. Apart from the retail stores, notices have been issued to e-commerce platforms like Amazon and Flipkart for alleged violation of the quality norms of toys. Further customs officials have also been asked to check the imported toys from a quality perspective. The crackdown on low-quality toys follows an order 2 years ago that made it mandatory for toy manufacturers to meet the Bureau of Indian Standards safety norms. According to the norms, the toys manufactured, imported, sold, or exhibited for sale needed to have a mandatory BIS quality mark as well. Moving on, the Uttar Pradesh government will hold the next roadshow for the Global Investors Summit in New Delhi on Friday. The meetings of ministers and senior state government officials with industrialists will be held at the Oberoi Hotel in Delhi. Uttar Pradesh has already received investment proposals worth rupees 15 trillion, while memorandums of understanding worth rupees 10 trillion have already been signed, even ahead of the GIS. In fact, the government has already achieved the previous target of rupees 10 trillion, which was later increased to rupees 17 trillion. After the successful events abroad, roadshows have commenced in 9 major metros from January 5th. Earlier in December, under the guidance of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, 8 delegations of ministers and senior officials who went to 21 cities in 16 countries received investment proposals worth rupees 7.12 trillion. Next up, economy. The upside risks to CPI headline inflation have declined under the flexible inflation targeting framework, according to a working paper released by the Reserve Bank of India. The paper said, quote, in the FIT period, upside risks to CPI headline inflation have declined to a level of 6.5% from a double-digit level preceding it and have remained stable, unquote. The study also shows that an increase in household inflation expectations, domestic real GDP growth, and global non-fuel price inflation uniformly lead to the higher upside risks to inflation. During extreme events such as global financial crisis and pandemic, tracking inflation trajectory becomes difficult, and in such times, the distribution of future inflation, in addition to the inflation forecast, aids future guidance, particularly under a flexible inflation targeting framework, the paper said. Lastly, the market. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has allowed Alternative Investments Fund to participate in credit default swaps as protection for both buyers and sellers. Category 1 and Category 2 AIFs may buy CDS on underlying investment in debt securities only for the purpose of hedging. Category 3 AIFs may buy CDS for hedging or otherwise within permissible leverage, the regulator said on Thursday. Experts said the impact may be limited as the credit default swap market is very illiquid at present. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.